The first nationwide survey about bullying among students appears in this week's Journal of the American Medical Association. The study finds that not only is bullying fairly common, but it's also associated with other psychological problems in children. NPR's Michelle Trudeau reports.
Bullying is no doubt a very old phenomenon, and while it's been extensively researched in Europe, it's only recently begun to be studied in the U.S. Researcher Tanya Nansel from the National Institute of Child Health and Human Development has now conducted the most extensive study of its kind here. One of the first things she wanted to know was just how common bullying is in schools around the country.
We survey children throughout the United States, grades 6 through 10, out of public schools, private schools, and parochial schools.
Schools from rural areas, urban areas, suburban areas, children of various ethnic and social backgrounds. In short, the children surveyed were representative of the 6th through 10th grade student population of the United States.
A total of over 15,000 students participated in the survey.
All were given an anonymous questionnaire by the researchers that included a definition of bullying as intentionally harmful behavior that occurs repeatedly over time. And then after, Nansel looked at the numbers.
We found that bullying is very prevalent among youth. Approximately 30% of students who were surveyed reported some type of involvement in moderate or frequent bullying.
With 13% reporting that they bullied others, about 10% reporting that they'd been victims of bullying, and 6% saying they both bullied others and that they themselves were bullied. The survey also showed that boys were more likely to bully than girls, and their bullying was mostly physical. For girls, verbal bullying about appearance and speech was common, as well as being bullied through rumors or sexual comments. Now, also included in the survey were questions about each student's psychological and social situation, whether they made friends easily, how they felt about school, did they smoke or drink. Nansel finds that both bullies and victims had a twofold increased risk of psychological problems.
Students who bullied others reported higher rates of drinking and smoking, more negative opinions about school, and poor academic performance. Whereas students who were the targets of bullying reported greater difficulty making friends, poorer relationships with classmates, and much higher levels of loneliness.
The most pervasive psychological problems were found among the 6% of students who both bullied others and were themselves the target of bullying. To pediatrician Howard Spivak from Tufts University School of Medicine, this study is important not only because it's the first to document how common bullying is in schools across the country, but because it focuses attention on bullying as part of a larger constellation of emotional problems.
And these kinds of behaviors are red flags that when kids bully or when kids are bullied, they're basically telling us that something's wrong.
And some kind of individual intervention is needed to help these youngsters, as well as an effective anti-bullying program for the entire school. The U.S. lags far behind several European countries in launching such programs, shown to reduce bullying by up to 50%. So it's recommended that good anti-bullying programs be more widely implemented in schools here and early on, in first and second grades, when most bullying behaviors begin. Michelle Trudeau, NPR News.